yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're talking to people long distance today about issues facing us all, and we'd like to include your responses to the survey, which will be kept confidential. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, in what county do you reside?
I'm registered to vote in Hidalgo County.
Okay, Hidalgo. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican,
yes,
Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Yes, Mexican American.
All right. Okay, and thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote most often? Would you say
Democrat,
Republican, Democrat? Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for the survey, what year were you born?
1998.
Okay. Thank you. All right, then, do you favor or oppose the Texas legislature creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract economic development such as industrial and manufacturing projects to Texas? Or would you say you favor strongly, somewhat, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
You said providing tax cuts to companies?
This is Texas legislature creating a limited temporarily property tax discount program to attract economic development such as industrial and manufacturing projects to Texas?
Neutral. I don't know enough.
Okay, so, okay. All right. All right, ma'am, I'm fixing to read you some statements and you, so pretty much, so you can understand, you know, what they're talking about. Okay, yeah. Please tell me if you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose each of the following elements of the proposal to create a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas. Here's the first one. This proposal provides the school district and local community with a tool to attract jobs, and it creates a future tax revenue stream that helps, you know, school districts pay for the expenses, teachers' salaries, and construction and renovation of the school buildings. Would you favor strongly, somewhat, oppose somewhat, or oppose strongly?
I mean, if it was for those reasons, maybe I would like support.
Would that be somewhat favor? Okay. All right. The property tax discounts given to businesses by school districts are not permanent, as you know, they provide tax relief for no more than 10 years. After that, the business property is taxed 100% of its assessed value. Even during the discount period, businesses pay 100% of the school district's debt services taxes. And this is money that schools can use immediately for school construction and renovation with no tax rate increase for homeowners. Would you favor strongly, somewhat, oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Favor strongly.
Okay. Strongly?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The property tax discount given to businesses by school districts are not permanent, as you know, they provide the tax relief for no more than 10 years after. Okay, I already read you that one. Okay, sorry. Okay, yes, school districts, you know, that approve limited temporary tax discounts for businesses have built-in protections and can monitor the company's progress. Companies, you know, that fall short of milestones such as providing a certain number of new projects can lose their, you know, tax discount and be required to pay back with interest any tax that have been, you know, due without a discount. Would you favor strongly, favor somewhat, or oppose strongly?
Neutral.
Okay. All right, ma'am. The company must demonstrate that the tax discount is a determining factor on its decision to invest in Texas. Would you favor or oppose?
opposed.
Strongly or just somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. The company must demonstrate that the project, you know, and improve facilities will eventually generate more in new tax revenue for the school district than the amount of the temporary tax discount that the company receives. In other words, the school district must make more than a company saves. Would you favor strongly or somewhat or oppose somewhat or oppose strongly?
Oppose strongly.
Oppose strongly. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, having learned more about it, do you favor or oppose creating limited temporary property tax discount to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas?
Oppose.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Oppose somewhat. Okay.
I feel like I still, like, don't know enough.
Okay. All right. Please tell me if each of the following makes you a strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas. Companies can receive school property tax discounts when they do not really need them, depriving schools of tax revenue they will have received, you know, if they have not provided that discount. Would you favor or oppose that?
Neutral. I'm sorry, I didn't hear
neutral.
It all the way. So neutral.
Okay, the other one's, limited temporary tax discounts are a win-win proposition by making businesses' major capital investments more economical while generating more tax revenue for schools to pay teachers a more competitive salary. Would you favor it strongly, somewhat, oppose, or oppose strongly?
Favor. Strongly.
Okay. All right. Texas is, you know, losing manufacturing jobs to other states and other countries, and limited temporary tax discounts are a good tool, you know, for local communities in Texas to give back in their fair share of projects, and the jobs of tax revenue come along with them. Would you favor or oppose that?
Oppose.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat
opposed. Okay, Telsa, Toyota, and Samsung are examples of businesses that receive property tax discounts, and that have moved, you know, to or expanded operations in Texas and added value to their communities. Would you favor that or oppose?
Oppose. Sorry, I think
as strongly or.
Somewhat
opposed?
That, like, strong. Is going to make fine. For the people who are
okay.
Fair.
All right, ma'am. Okay, Texas is losing projects to other states, you know, like Rivian chose Georgia for its new battery and truck manufacturing plant. Intel is building the world's largest semiconductor plant in Ohio. This proposal will help ensure Texas can compete for major projects such as this. Would you favor strongly, favor somewhat, oppose, or oppose strongly?
Oppose strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and this proposal can incentivize, you know, further grid reliability, energy security, and production of everyday goods in our backyard, leading to economic independence. Favor or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose strongly or just somewhat, ma'am?
Somewhat. No, actually strongly.
Somewhat. It's strongly. Okay, incentives such as the one on this proposal simply take money away from other programs that the government should be funding. Would you favor or oppose?
Oppose. Oppose the statement?
Yes. Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat. Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay.
Okay. Without a competitive property tax, incentive, you know, Texas is a major disadvantage because property taxes for businesses in Texas are more than 60% higher than the national average. In fact, Texas has the fourth highest property taxes for businesses in the nation. Would you favor or oppose? The statement.
Opposed.
Would that be somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. We're almost pretty much done with this survey. I want to have a couple more statements and we're done. Okay. I really thank you for your patience and time. Okay. For each statement I read, please tell me whether you agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with the statement. Okay. The first one says, other states and, you know, and nations are competing fiercely to, you know, land large projects like Samsung, Telstra, and Toyota. Competitive in incentives, you know, were instrumental in Texas winning these projects, and we must develop a new economic development program to remain in the game. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Neither.
Okay, neither, okay. All right, ma'am, property taxes are expensive for everyone. Businesses should not get a discount when homeowners have to pay nearly all their taxes. Agree or disagree?
Can you repeat the statement? Sorry.
Yes, it says property taxes are expensive for everyone. Businesses should not get a discount when, you know, homeowners have to pay nearly all their taxes. Would you agree or disagree with that statement? Hello?
Sorry, I was on mute. I would agree.
Okay, would you do that strongly or just somewhat agree, ma'am?
Strongly.
Okay. State lawmakers need to do more to create jobs in your community.
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly. Okay, there is no reason that Texas, you know, the ninth largest economy in the world, should be relying, you know, on other countries for strategic, you know, supply and material needs. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. All right, ma'am, and growing, you know, the state's manufacturing base is a good way to create sustained long-term jobs and future tax wealth and limited temporary tax discounts to attract manufacturing projects are worth the payback. Would you agree with that or disagree?
Disagree.
As strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, tax incentives, you know, for businesses are corporate welfare and should not be allowed.
Agreed.
As strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Okay, from COVID, from COVID-19 pandemic to the war in Ukraine, you know, to China's aggression towards Taiwan, it is clear that Texas and the United States cannot rely on other countries for our economic and strategic needs, like oil and natural gas and personal protective equipment. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I would agree, but I would say then we need renewable resources. So the question, strongly disagree.
Okay, strongly disagree. Okay. All right, we should do more to try to attract oil and natural gas production in South Texas, to South Texas.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, yeah, state officials pay more attention to cities like Dallas and Houston when it comes to economic opportunities and job creation. It is time to give equal attention to South Texas.
With that statement?
Yes.
Only that would statement?
You,
I agree.
Would you agree? Okay. Would that be strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. All right. Limited temporary property tax discount makes sense because projects won't come here without them. You know, we need to use tools the other states and countries are using, such as temporary tax discounts, to attract business to Texas. Would you agree or disagree?
I would disagree because it's going to actually end up hurting the people more because they're the ones that have to pay back the tax discount. So I would disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat? Okay. All right. In Texas, Texas and the United States were caught, you know, unprepared during the pandemic and had to rely on other countries for things as basic as medicines, surgical masks, microchips, and other critical supplies previously taken from for granted as routinely available from global supply chains. Would you agree with that or disagree?
Agreed.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Oh, sorry, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, all right. All right, ma'am, having learned more about it, do you favor or oppose creating a limited temporary property tax discount program to attract new industrial and manufacturing projects in Texas?
I would oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, would you be more or less likely to vote for someone for a state legislature who votes, you know, for legislation that offers limited temporary property tax discounts? Would you be more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Less likely, okay. All right, and now I just have a few questions for your to make sure that we have a representative sample, do you own or rent a place of residence?
Rent.
Rent, okay. All right, and we want to, you know, classify people into a broad income groups only. Would you estimate your total, you know, income, household income, you know, last year before taxes to be above $75,000 or below?
Below.
Below 75, okay. And and was your total household income above or below 40,000?
Above my household.
Above. Okay, so 40,000, above 40,000.
Above 40,000, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You too, of course. I've done this before, like surveys, so.
Bye-bye. Oh,
okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Questions. Okay. Like, I know how it goes, so hopefully it helped you out. All right, bye.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, of